About a year and a half ago, my husband Ross and I went to New Orleans, and we took a little side trip to Biloxi, Mississippi. And due to Hurricane Katrina, their visitor center museum was totally destroyed. And when they rebuilt, they no longer had their artifacts. And so when you toured the museum, you saw monitors. And on these computer monitors were the history of the old established plantations that were destroyed, pictures of a lot of their artifacts, the history of the town, since it was no longer there, was explained through these monitors. And I thought, that is a great idea. That's something we could do in our museum.
So you had this idea, but then you saw it could become a reality.
So it started as an idea, then on our way home, back to Beardstown, it became a dream. And I took the idea to a commission meeting, and, you know, so many boards, it'll be, oh, no, you can't do that. We can't afford to do that. That costs too much money. We don't have the people to make it happen. Not our board. Our commission said, that is a great idea. Go for it.
There is a cost involved, though. How did the fundraising effort happen?
So it started with Milton Susie McClure getting a very nice donation from the Cohen family. And then we approached Cargill to see if they would like to give support. They gave us a very nice donation, but they broached the question, will this be bilingual? And we were just in the beginning of stages of planning. Truthfully, we hadn't thought about that. We thought, that's great. We're such a diverse bilingual community. So we decided, yes, the monitors would have the scripts done in both English and in Spanish.
We're speaking with Connie Foley of the Old Lincoln Courtroom and Museum Commission in Beardstown. New touchscreen monitors are being unveiled to describe that historic site to tourists. And Connie, a lot of volunteer effort, I know, took place to make this happen.
We all know the expression, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a community to make a project successful. And our community came forth, and the donations started coming in. And of course, I had to call people to see if they would volunteer their time. Bob Osborne's a local computer expert, and he would help us with the computers. And we, Nathan Carl's a local actor and businessman. Yes, he would do the English narration. Maricela Chavez, who works at the Priest Center, said she would do the Spanish narration. Jim Crum installed all of the brackets to mount the monitors. The list just goes on and on. So everything was really coming together. And I'm a former teacher, and you know the only way to get children really, really engaged in a project is to give them a sense of ownership. So we thought we would launch the Pennies for Lincoln campaign in the schools, and this went from preschool all the way through high school of both the public and private school in our community. We would have been thrilled if we had collected $200, but the children came through with $813.50. So it was just a wonderful, wonderful project, and their only reward for this was a picture in the paper and a VIP tour of the museum.
But Mother Nature almost didn't cooperate.
Well, things got a little delayed. April 1st was our deadline, but because of our high water and a threat of flood, everything was put on hold because the museum, everything on the bottom level was moved to the second level. So once the threat of the flood was over and we got everything back in place, the children were able to tour the museum, and we have 5 monitors that explain the different points of interest around the museum, and it's a project we're extremely proud of.
Well, Connie, let me also ask you, as far as tours go of the courthouse, will that still be done, guided tours?
We definitely have guided tours. Our hours are 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock every day of the week except for Sunday, and people have the option of a guided tour or a self-guided tour, and the monitors will provide the self-guided tour. We have different icons on the screen, and they just touch what their point of interest is. And that's how the monitors work.